So look, obviously, look, there's so much fraud and disinfo. And look, Google controls the information. Facebook controls information. YouTube controls the information that's spoofed it. I mean, I saw a video where the Native Americans up in Nevada are giving out gift cards if you come vote. Hey, come get a $25 Visa gift card. Here you go. Come down, cash, prizes. Come on down and vote. That's totally illegal. But if you Google, I Googled the name of that organization that was doing that, and every article is just, Trump hates Indians. You know, and can you believe he's attacking these Indians, and what they did is perfectly fine, and it's not illegal. I looked it up, and it's totally illegal. You're not allowed to give anyone any kind of a reward, any kind of a prize. You can't give them money. You can't give them a raffle ticket. You cannot reward them or punish them in any way for voting or not voting. But it's just like, nope, just shut up and believe it because we said so. Folks, look. There's so much corruption and fraud right now. And obviously, when something like the coronavirus thing is going on, there are always going to be people that want to kind of jump in and take advantage of that and not let a good crisis go to waste and whatever. So look, obviously, there's all... Look, the vaccine being administered on television, it's weird. Like how all these people... Look, I'm doing it, see? You know what? That's like when you get home and your kid's like, I didn't eat any cookies while you were gone. And you're like, I didn't say anything about cookies, but now I realize you did eat cookies. Hey, look, everybody, nothing to see here. Great vaccine. You know what I mean? Look, I'll do it on TV. You don't know what's in that syringe. Give me a break. There's no way that's what they're doing. The whole thing's bogus. The whole thing's a scam. And look, obviously, people are going to twist what I'm saying, and people are going to attack me for saying this. But like I said, I'm not willing to die for that. You know, I'm against it. I'll fight it. I'll fight it tooth and nail. But if it comes down to it, like, do it or die, you know what? I'm not willing to die for that. I'm willing to die for the Word of God. Amen. I'm willing to die for Jesus Christ. I'm willing to die to preach every Word of God. I'm willing to die for lots of other to be able to preach lots of other things in this book. I will not shut up about what this book says. And I'm not going to shut up about what this book says about the Sodomites either. Amen. Okay, you say, well, just leave out that one part and preach the God. No, I'm preaching the whole Bible. That's what God has called me to do. And I am willing to die on that hill. I will die to preach the Word of God. But I'm not going to die fighting against all the stupid. And like I said, the mandatory vaccination is not going to happen. It never has. And it probably never will. The closest thing that could possibly happen would be your job making you get it, or the airport making you get it, or school making you get it, or whatever. But here's the thing, you know, I would just boycott those things and figure out a way around it. You know, I'd rather find a new job, you know, than to put that kind of stuff in my body or risk my family with that stuff. But you know what? The point is, we need to choose our battles and make sure, look, if I'm going to put my head on the chopping block, which I'm willing to do, and I, you know what? I think I've demonstrated over the years that I'm willing to put my head on the chopping block. But let me tell you something. It better be for something that really matters, and it better be for something that's clear-cut in the Bible.